Every once in a while, I'll be asked by somebody to write a poem. You know, somehow, I don't know where this comes from, that if you're a poet, then somebody can ask you, can you write a poem for this occasion or for that occasion? And then in Mexico, we have, during the Days of the Dead, we have our altars, our altares. And a friend of mine in Los Angeles wanted to put one out, and she wanted to write a poem for the occasion. And I thought, well, okay, you know, I'll try it. I said, but you know my poetry. It's not going to be anything like, oh, funny and fuzzy and warm or anything. So no, it's okay, you know, write the poem and I'll put it up on my altar. And I did, and then when I went to visit her one day, I saw the poem was up, and there's some words that were blacked out. And I said, what's up with that? You know, like, I read a poem, now you're censoring me? And he said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, my mom was here, but when my mom is here, I put this version, but when anybody else is here, I put this other version. And so I think you'll figure out once I read the poem which are the words that she blacked out when her mom is over, okay? Flor de muerto, flor de fuego. Cempasúchil, marigold, flower, the scent of cold knuckles delights you, as does the answer to death's riddles. What's the girth of the hermit tongue once it retreats into the throat and settles into itself like a damp tea bag? What complaints do feet make when they tire of pointing up and fall flat like a fan of poker cards? Where do the dead hide the humor of the ass crack when the buttocks unstring their fats? When you sprung into the earth, all other colors coughed and gave you the gift of sick bed sullenness and the contagious texture of tragedy. Once there was a widow who exchanged her heart for your head, but you outgrew her body, protruding from her chest like an unsightly tumor. Despite that, she carried you, cradling you in her hand during Mass, a solace in the memory of her husband's scrotum. If she heard a hymn in your petals, it would sound like trousers unzipping. The widow held you tighter then. You stung her in protest and crumbled when she flung you like a shooting star, all awesome arc and damned glory of evisceration. To pay her back, you pierced the shivering heart she left balanced on your stem. You loved her more then because she turned yellow with death. Flor de muerto, flor de fuego, you humbled down life like the last ember. Even the phoenix tired of sewing its bird bones together and couldn't outlive you, O mortality muse, O end.